You got some stories? You got some stuff?
No, no stories.
There's no stuff now. There's no stuff. That's my biggest regret about this whole, not regret, but the biggest downside of this whole lockdown coronavirus thing. There's no stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to stay away from as much sensationalized media as I can. So I'm really in a, you know, bubble of what's going on in my house.
Oh, I'm going the other way. I am involved in like 30 to 40 Twitter fights and Facebook arguments right now. I don't even know what side I'm on. I just pick the other side and go.
Yeah.
Who wants some? Hey, Facebook, what are you looking at, Facebook? That's how I spend the bulk of my day. It's like I get up in the morning, you know, do a few push-ups, have a coffee, and then it's just 8 hours of Facebook arguments. And I wash it down with some CNN, so it's all good. Good times. Hello and welcome to episode 493 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It's raining.
I don't in June?
Yeah, it was beautiful yesterday though, so there's that.
Hey, yeah, we had rain all week until today, actually. So it was, and it was cold, 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 cold. And then today is like, oh yeah, it's 28 now. Okay.
Nice.
There you go. Blam. Out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to the dentist. That was exciting. I did that yesterday.
They still have the dentist?
Yeah. The dentist is reopened. So we did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of all the places, that's got to be the safest.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. Safest for who? I mean, still.
For you.
Yeah. Everywhere I've been around Vancouver, I don't know what it's like anywhere else, but you know, it seems like businesses, especially those in the healthcare fields, are very, very, diligent about taking all the precautions. So yeah, right. you never get the feeling that, oh, this is bad or I shouldn't be here. Or at least I haven't had any of those feelings. Yeah.
But every time you go to the dentist, they wear masks there anyway, don't they? Like in life, regular life?
I believe they do. They don't want to get...
It's hard to know what regular life is, though.
Yeah, it's all blurred now, but yeah. It was good. It was good. I got my teeth cleaned, so my smile is beautiful again. So I should be back on camera soon. Yeah, I think that's the takeaway.
And did he tell you, hey, don't drink any more coffee?
No, it was a she, and she said that I'm beautiful just the way I am.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Coffee stained teeth and all.
Yeah, I've had that before. They're like, you know, if you drank less coffee, and was like, I'm never coming back here. I don't care. I don't care if I look like I'm the before picture in the scurvy ad. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I like coffee.
That's
okay?
Right.
Here's where we are.
Right.
I'll mix in the occasional lime, okay?
Great.
Amazon, you need your limes or your coffee. Click through our site. Help us out. You know what I bought on Amazon today? You don't know. There's no way. I give you 100 guesses. You're not going to get it.
I'm not going to try then.
I'll just tell you. I'll just come out and tell you to save everybody, save my time and yours. I bought a tortilla press.
Mmm. Big day.
Yeah, well, like taco, like I want to make my own taco shells. Like not the hard ones. I like the soft ones, right? I don't know about you. Are you soft or hard? What do you do?
I like it all.
That could go a weird way.
I like it all. I like all the tacos.
Okay, you know, I liked them. I liked them, but I enjoy the soft tacos more. That's my choice.
Gotcha.
Hard to find. Surprisingly, hard to find authentic taco shells in Germany. Yeah. Are you sitting down? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that, yeah. But it's good to know.
Yeah, it's hard to find, and so I'm not happy with them, and I prefer the corn tortillas to the wheat ones anyways. And so anyway, yeah. So bought one of those on Amazon, clicked through our site, and I helped myself out.
Okay.
I don't know if I did. Amazon's onto that scam. They know you don't just click through and just get a discount. That's crazy.
That would be sweet, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jeff Bezos didn't get rich by writing tons of checks.
PS. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So bought that, and then whatever you make, the corn meal stuff you use to make. Either you make tortillas or feed your guinea pig. I don't know what cornmeal is for. I remember back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So weird week. It's been some ups and downs this week. I want to get your take on it, because part of it involves Vancouver. So we had our first guests to our house that came inside our house. This week, last Sunday, we had some friends of ours come over.
Okay.
And the weather was terrible. And so they came into our living room. We sat far apart and all that stuff. But it's the first time they've been in anybody's house in 3 months. And same for us. We haven't had anybody. We've had the driveway party like you talked about. But this is the first time we had people. And it was a good time. And everybody's still healthy. So it's good.
Okay.
So that was good. And then I'm looking forward to Monday. Because the Freibad, the outdoor pool, is opening up.
Big day.
Okay, let me stop you there. Turns out not really opening up. I mean, it's opening up. It will open up, only sort of, though.
Okay.
It's no more season passes, which I do. Let me explain how I do this. I buy a season's pass for... It goes from like the end of April until... kind of middle of October now, because the way the weather works. So however many days that is. And that costs around, I forget what it costs, like $75 or something like that.
Sure.
Which is very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Very. That's just for me. I mean, I think for two adults, I think it's $150 for the whole family. You buy two adult ones, your kids get to go for free.
Gotcha.
So that's what we do. $150 a year, we drop. On that, and I get 150 euros worth on my own. I swim every single day. That's kind of my move. I would say out of the month, 30 days in a month, I swim 28 days.
Okay,
so we're good. We're good.
That's my move. We get it. You swim. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not about that. The point is, kind of need that season's pass.
Right.
They're not doing the season's pass. You got to pay like $4 every time you go now. And you have to buy your ticket the day before, or up to, like, you can buy it 2 months down the road. Like, I can buy a ticket now for Labor Day.
Gotcha.
Which is weird. Anyways.
Because there's a limit on the number of people at the pool each day. And so this way.
And there's sessions as well. There's the 6 to 10 session. There's the right. 10 till 2. And then there's the 2 yeah. till 9, which that's yeah. a much longer session, which I don't get. But it's a pretty big complex. There's a 50-meter length pool with, like, 10 lanes or something like that. So that's huge. And then there's the big playing around pool and all stuff. So I understand there's going to be issues in the splashing fun time pool. I get that. Chances of you getting this coronavirus outside, under normal circumstances, not under, you know, close quarters and stuff like that, extended, you know, but under normal outside activity is, you know, hovering around zero. But if you're all the kids are splashing around in proximity, I get it. That's not going to be good. That I'm on board with. But swimming laps. Do you see an issue?
No. I mean, you could extend this much further. Like, there's a lot of things I don't see an issue with, but then there's a lot of things that I think that there's a general public fear factor mixed with, you know, businesses and their concern over liability issues. And so
Germany's not a liability country though. There's no suing here.
Okay. All right.
But that brings up, so that's all the thing. And so I was a little bit rattled, and there's a few more factors involved in that. And I don't have to go into great details about my swimming habits any further. Point being, I was disappointed. Like I thought that Monday I was going to see a little smidgen of normalcy come back.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Okay, so
that was one setback. And then the Vancouver connection. You guys have 11 active cases, if that. No, it's 183. I've read it. Okay, yeah. It's 183 out of a population of 5 million people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 183 active cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And so I had heard, you know, a couple months ago that Little League Baseball had said, okay, yeah, there's a really good chance that they would start in May. Like I thought that was a little hopeful.
Yeah.
However, here we are, June 12th, and I heard the directive from Baseball BC, which is not Little League, but Baseball BC came down and just said, you correct me if I'm wrong, they came up with some strict guidelines of, yeah, you start having practices up to 10 kids, no dugouts, no indoor batting cages, and no games until at least September.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure for kids, yeah.
And you, I'm imagining, like, here's the thing. Fully, I 100% support the no indoor batting cage. Totally fine. Like, it probably not going to be an issue. Why take that risk? That's a risk you can avoid. The dugouts, okay, fine. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, and it's an easy thing to avoid. The kids can
put a bench out front.
Or kids could all just bring their own lawn chairs and sit 6 feet apart. Like that part is not a big deal, the dugout part.
Right. The no games until September, that was a kick in the shins.
Well, for kids, I mean, for sure. I mean, adults, great. You like watching games and that's great, but that's the drive for the kids. Like, they don't want to just practice. They want to play games. The fun is in the games, right?
Yeah. What is your take on that? Are you gonna talk me off the ledge here? Because this is what upset me.
This has all just come down this week. I haven't fully digested it just yet to figure out. But I mean, we've been just kind of going to the park, you know, with one or two friends and just kind of playing around. So we've been getting our baseball fix, just, you know, going to our own park outside of organized baseball. So I don't know if this year, obviously, just based on, like you said, the directive from our, you know, association is going to be this way. We'll figure out our own fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to coach an organized team. My schedule is very difficult to try to pull that off this summer. So it's, and then, you know, there's always, you know, potential, you know, camping trips and things that make it difficult. So I'm not going to make a commitment to coaching in this fashion for baseball this summer, because I think that's what the next thing will be. They're going to try to, you know, see how many kids are interested, who the coaches are that are interested. I was going to coach spring baseball, but now with just everything that's gone on and all the precautions that are going to go down, and my schedule for work, I just don't see it happening this summer for me. But next year, hopefully, we'll just kind of get back on board.
Okay, so when you say camping, does that mean you're getting your tent out?
Yeah, I think my wife did book a camping trip, and I think we're gonna cabin it, though. I don't think we're tenting that one.
Okay, because yeah. Am I the last person to use your tent?
I believe. I might have lent it to my sister-in-law as well, but
fair enough.
It's been a couple years for us, for sure.
Right, yeah. Okay. Where are you going?
Good question. My wife booked it. Somewhere on the island, I think.
Okay.
With some friends.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun if in fact, the world doesn't dissolve before then.
Well, okay. Good. Anyway, my kids are going back to school on Monday, and so that's going to be some semblance of normalcy. I wouldn't say it's like a 2-hour day. And so
kids are at school right now.
Yeah, no, so I was going to ask about that. What is that like? Are they happy? Is there protocols? Is all the hallways one way and open the doors with your elbow and stuff like that? That's the schools here.
It's a little different in that I think right now their school, because it's kind of, you know, voluntary, their capacity right now, or not their capacity, their enrollment right now is about 30% or 30.
Whoa.
Yeah. So again, just this is for till the end of this year. So they're going twice a week and it's about 30%. So they just say it's so sparse. Really the social distancing is very easy considering how few people are actually physically in the building. So, and then they spend a lot of time outside. Like there's a lot more outside time with school as it exists. Like I think they're getting,
right.
You know, they're going for a regular full school day, and I think they're getting on average about 3 30-minute sort of outside sessions in that time as well.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah. So, but they're loving it. They say it's great. And yeah, they're doing all kinds of fun activities and getting to see some of their friends because not everyone obviously is going.
Do they have to wear masks at school?
No masks.
Okay. I'm not sure if my kids are supposed to do that Monday or not. We're going to find out. That was the protocol, and then now we don't know. It isn't my wife's school where she teaches, and yeah, I don't know. Not really sure. Not really sure how that goes.
They love it, though. They're big fans of being back at school. Good. In some capacity. So
isn't that weird?
Yep. And I know a lot of people...
When you're a kid, it's like, oh, man, with summer, can't get here fast enough. Well, and now it's like, yeah, you missed school.
Yeah, they had 3 months of that already with another 2 months coming. So I think this is a nice, you know, little interruption to being at home all the time. So, no, I think they love it. Yeah.
Unrelated, I got a dark room set up yesterday.
Wow, that's a big, big step.
Yeah, I didn't, not on purpose. It was an accident. Our neighbors just put boxes out front of the house and just said, hey, she was going through her attic and I guess her ex-husband from many, many moons ago used to be into photography and had this fantastic darkroom set up, like the enlarger and all the tanks and all the stuff you need.
Okay.
And do I want it? Like, just here, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, the answer is yes, but in like 2 years. Like, I don't, can you hang on to it for like 2 years and then give it to, it's two decent sized boxes, so it's not terrible, but so I was like, yeah, I have no time, there's no chance of me setting this up in the near future, in the next 24 months, it's not going to happen, but I do want to get back into making prints, and so yeah, I'm looking forward to diving into that. I forget the name of it, so you bebop and scat while I turn around and look at the name of it.
What do you mean the name of it?
The brand name.
Oh, of the stuff that you got.
Yeah. Tell some better stories.
Okay.
Come on.
It's better. It's listening to you rifle through boxes is more my speed. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have remembered it. It was a Durst. It's a Durst M301. Oh, and like your favorite singer is Fred Durst.
The Cadillac of enlargers.
I know. No, it's actually apparently it's a very good brand. I talked to Mr. Marquardt about it the other day or yesterday, and he said, "Yep, that's a great brand." So
yeah, I should have got the D22 though. That would have been like the Ferrari.
Yeah, the D22 is awesome, but that's for color. I'm just doing black and white.
Right.
Don't worry about it. So, anyways, yeah. So we'll do. We'll talk all about that on episode 700.
Back on the film train.
Back on the film. Yeah, it's that's what my wife said. It's been a long time since you processed film. I said, yeah, it should be no problem now that I have a wood workshop in the basement and dust everywhere. No problem.
Yeah, that's an ideal situation.
Yeah, where am I going to dry it? It's going to be no good. No good.
Maybe you're inventing a special new developing process.
Yeah, called Crappy. It's a filter on Instagram now. Mm-hmm. Reminder, monthly challenge for June is Snapshot. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. And we'll be sure to see that and then talk about that the first week of July. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Of course I didn't.
No, why not?
I've been very, very busy. Yeah.
I know. Are you talking about that or
no? Maybe next week. Talk about it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. But Teaser. Busy work related things, learning new systems, all kinds of new stuff going on in addition to, you know, homeschooling my children who...
So you're a sandwich artist now. That's what people should know. You work at Subway.
Yeah. But I just it's funny. Like, I have been more busy in the last few weeks than I think ever in my life. Just so many things that I'm juggling at once. So, I mean, there are, like I told you, there's photography gig coming up.
One of them is actually learning juggling too, which is weird.
Yeah, that, you know, that would be good. If I was good at better at that, I'd be really good. But yeah, just so many things going on. Trying, like I say, my kids are at school 2 days a week. The other days they're at home doing homeschool related activities. So I'm doing their work with them in addition to a whole bunch of other things and trying to be, you know, like generally the guy that takes care of cleaning the house and making dinners and prepping all these new things for work. So just a lot of things going on that I really haven't gotten around to. And then taking my kids out to the park in the evening to do, like you say, play baseball or whatnot. It's amazing how busy I've been considering I'm home a good chunk of the day.
So you're willing to give housewives a fair shake now?
I always have, but man, like
as have I.
Yeah. I think the rub for sure is the homeschool. The homeschool parent, man, that's a tough gig. Like shout out to anybody who homeschools their kids. Like, wow.
It's tough because you have to teach them math and bully them, and it's tough.
Yeah.
To bully your own kids.
Well, and I don't know how it is with your kids, and I think generally speaking, anybody that deals with my kids, you know, comes back and says, you know, they were so well behaved and, you know, such good listeners and so great to deal with. And then I look at them and I think, like, what are you talking about? Right.
Yeah. Where, at what point are you picking that up on the way to school?
Yeah.
You don't leave the house with that.
Yeah. My kids, I think that's, you know, most people's kids, there's more pushback. They don't like to take feedback or any kind of instruction from a parent. And that's difficult. Like, so I start off, you know, really calm and, you know, they just push the buttons until you just lose your mind. So, yeah.
I know exactly. My wife and I have had this conversation about your kids. About our kids. Like, my wife is at her wit's end right now with our daughter. And even here's the part that I don't get. Is I don't mean at a high level, like I'm not talking Goodwill Hunting level, but at your basic junior high school, all that stuff, math, I'm accidentally really good at it. No fault of my own. I didn't put work in, etc. I'm just good at it, and I'm good at teaching it.
Okay.
Like, to the point that when I'm showing my daughter how to do her math, I don't even show her how to do the math. I show her how to do the math quickly so she can get it over with.
Right.
I show her all the shortcuts. I'll show her, here's how I would do it. I know your teacher does not want you to do this. Don't let her catch you. But here, do it this way. You'll be done in 8 seconds and you can go on with your day. Pushback. just fighting me. And I was like, you have 30 minutes of math homework. I'm going to show you how to do it in 45 seconds. How am I a jerk?
Yeah, I understand. And sometimes I just think they push back just for the sake of pushing back. Just to get under your skin. Like that's
on some level, I appreciate that though.
Yeah, I don't.
Not subjectively. I have to really go objectively and go, okay, good. Maybe this isn't the move. Maybe they don't just have to believe everything they see on CNN, as we talked about earlier.
Sure.
Maybe they can push back on that too.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see. All right.
So there's my excuse. The bottom line is, again, at some point, and I'm not going to say it's next week because it's probably not, because I have a bunch more things coming on the agenda the next few weeks, but somewhere in the summer, it's going to normalize again and I can get back to just shooting, you know, casual photos. The only, you know, thing that's different for me is that, you know, this time of year, usually be out at the ballpark and I'd be taking photos of baseball related things and whatnot. And that's not really a thing. So, I was with my kids at the park yesterday and, you know, my 13 and 11 year old are on the swing set. And then I was like, oh, I'll take a photo of this. This is kind of weird. This is more for the, you know, the younger crowd. And,
right.
But they were having fun. And I kind of thought, oh, I, you know, should be taking photos of this. Of course, I was not. I was trying to get my exercise in.
Right. On the swing set.
No, just running around in circles.
Perfect. Even
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I took nothing interesting myself, mostly because we actually had a brutal weather week, cold and rainy the entire week until today, which kind of translated into my photo challenge, which is why I took my photo challenge today, even though I didn't want to. I wanted to do it nice and early and get ready for the show. I had no choice but to do it today because of the weather. So other than that, didn't really shoot anything interesting that I care to talk about.
Okay.
A couple snapshots, but nothing that will even show up really on anything.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge this week ties into our topic. So it is leaf shutter. So leaf shutter, you and I both own one of these cameras, the Fuji X100, different models, but X100 nonetheless, each have a leaf shutter. And let's get into the challenge photos.
Okay.
Go first or second this week?
I'll go first.
All right. So have a look at yours. LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's... Did you know that LeBron is French for the brawn?
That's great. Thanks for the French lesson. This is actually little known Raptor. Well, not little known to those who follow the Raptors, but to anyone else in the NBA. This is a Fred Van Vliet t-shirt. Freddie V.
It actually looks homemade.
Yeah, so it is the number 23. Don't mistake this for Michael Jordan. This is Fred Van Vliet, a guard, a little known guard, which is quite a good role player on the Raptors that Jack likes. So there you go. Okay. You're up to speed. But no, we like to just play basketball out front. We have one of those.
Whose hoop is that? Is that yours?
That's ours. Yeah. So Jack got that for, I don't know.
And you just leave it out there for the neighbors to use too?
Yeah, we leave it out during the day, and then so that random strangers don't come by at midnight and shoot hoops in our sort of out front of our place, we push it back in our driveway. So we put it out usually during the day. Yeah, some of our neighbors come and shoot hoops too, and then we push it back at the end of the day.
Wow, you're like the best neighbors there in the neighborhood.
Yeah, especially during the COVID times, the more people being around during the day, you know, working from home or whatnot, like, yeah, people really... Not that many, but there's a handful of people that come out and use it.
Look, before we get into the rest of the photo, I there's something I just can't get out of my head.
Okay.
On the right hand side there, that car under wraps, what is it, a Ferrari?
Yeah, I don't actually know, but it's not a Ferrari.
McLaren. And it's gotta be like a McLaren, one of those V10s.
No, I feel like it's like a Fiero.
An Oldsmobile Cutlass 88?
No, it's like a little car, but it's a car that, yeah, it probably doesn't require that. Like, its paint job will not be worse for the wear if it wasn't.
So what I'm going to need you to do, and we'll wait, like how we waited for me to look through the boxes and see my enlarger, I need you to go over and knock on your neighbor's door and just ask him, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna need to know. All the listeners are gonna want to know how much effort does he do that every day?
I think it's under there most of the time. He likes to work on it a bit, but I want to say it's like I in my head I have a Ford Fiero.
Yeah. that's not a car though.
Isn't it? Who makes Fiero?
Pontiac.
Oh, okay.
So you get a Ford Fairlane.
No, it's not that.
Pontiac Fiero.
Sure.
Either way, I can't imagine the effort required to wrap that every day.
Yeah.
Like I have a cover for my Weber barbecue that I end up leaving on the floor on the ground outside 5 days a week to the point that it just broke down and I had to throw it out today.
Okay.
So like that's the thing is I can't even be bothered to cover that up, and that's simple. Like that's just a pullover. Boom, done. I can't do it. I got 30 more minutes on this guy. I need to know his name. I need to know how old he is. I need to know what's he doing.
Yeah. Well, just accept that his car is underneath that wrap.
Okay.
Okay. Cover. All right. I shouldn't call it a wrap. It's a cover.
I'll bet you in the wintertime. I bet you he wears shaker knit sweaters. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you're going to find out for us. Come November. November, December, you're going to find out what that guy's up to. Probably has feathered hair.
Maybe.
Comb in his back pocket. Guaranteed. All right, so the photo. Yeah, good photo. I like what's going on here.
Pretty simple.
You say that, but
well, I wouldn't normally shoot it this time, but you know, you were saying leaf shutter and I was stumped for what to do. So I thought, where's the big advantage to the leaf shutter? And it's in shooting at a, you know, terrible time of day like this, because you can, you have the ability to add a lot more flash. Now,
we're going to talk about that. Yeah.
And so that's a big benefit of the leaf shutter, is that I looked for a scenario where I thought, okay, you know, this might be difficult. So I went to, you know, settings that would be very, very difficult to use with my SLR under normal circumstances. So I went to, you know, the middle of the day sun, where I thought I was going to have super harsh shadows. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to shoot at, I think this is the lowest ISO on that camera. So I think it's an ISO. Like, I don't know if it really does ISO 100, ISO 200, whatever it is, the lowest. The
sort of does. There's some stuff I don't understand myself about electronic shutter versus manual shutter, and what one does ISO 200 as the lowest and one does ISO 100, and I'm not sure really exactly what it does.
Yeah, so for the sake of just kind of the understanding, I went to the lowest ISO, and then I went to a very high shutter speed, you know, just thinking this is a scenario where I'm going to shoot with flash. I'm going to shoot, you know, like to get the best image quality, I'm going to shoot at the lowest ISO. So let's call it 200 for this. And then I'm going to shoot with a very fast shutter speed, and then, you know, close to wide open. I don't even know what I shot this at. So if it's an
F5.6.
Okay. So an F5.6. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to need a lot of flash to fill this up. So I think I did include a version with no flash, with the almost the same parameters and same shot. And then you see how, you know, harsh the shadows are on his face. And then just to show what the flash would do. So as much as this is a photo challenge, I was kind of trying to show, okay, here's what you can do. I had my daughter stand with two flashes, so camera right, and sort of aim it at, you know, my son, left side of his face. And then you see the effect that those flashes have. So you can see
she has two flashes.
She has two. She's kind of holding them together. And and then we fire those flashes to fill in his face. And I want to say those flashes were, you know, ramped right up. So I was using like full power flash. She's probably standing, you know, 6 or 7 feet away with two flashes, full power. And you see how nicely it fills in the left side of his face.
And we were talking about bare flash.
Bare flash. Yeah. Yeah. So so at these settings, you need so much flash power in order to fill it in. Now, she could have stood closer. That's one way. But I thought, okay, and again, the other way is I could have shot this wide open at f2.8 to get more flash power. But I thought
probably not necessarily though.
But I thought, like, okay, here's a scenario where, you know, you just can't do this with your SLR. You just can't work these settings. So either you got to go you know, way higher on the ISO. I mean, it's difficult. So your ability, you have a lot more range in terms of usage of flash with the leaf shutter. And so that's kind of what I was demonstrating. So as much as I had his attention for, you know, 3 minutes, and my daughter,
what is that about?
And my daughter
too.
Well, and my daughter's help to hold the flashes, because I wanted to do this simply, so I wasn't getting light stands and all the rest. But I kind of like the effect, and it balances out pretty nicely. And you know, if I had more flashes, and I could have filled in a little bit more on the other side of his face as well. But
don't need to, man.
I think it works.
Keep it simple.
I think it works out pretty well. Yeah.
Okay, so you're feathering right in the zone of what we're actually talking about this week for the topic. So, hey, let's move. In general, I like what goes on here. I like the way the sky pops, the colors in the sky pop, and then lighting him up and the shirt. Normally, like if you look at the ambient, like just the snapshot you took before flash, not a good photo.
Mm-hmm, terrible photo.
Like you look at that and go, oh no, you put that Instagram filter on that Alan talked about earlier. Ugh. Don't do it. Don't do that one. No, but so I, obviously, you know, you did the before and after, which I did as well. We're going to talk about later in the show. But this is a great use of that leaf shutter. All right, so I shot a couple of different ones. One I shot as a sample for the actual lesson, first lesson we've had in like 6 months, I think. First actual tech talk we've had on the show, and Ooh. That's coming up. Yeah. So, but the other one is the one of my daughter kind of holding the grass, a piece of grass leaning against the fence post.
Okay.
That's the one. That's the photo challenge.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That's my favorite of all of them.
Oh, is it? Okay. See, I went back and forth. I actually liked the setting of the other one, but the pose wasn't, we'll talk about that in a minute, but the pose I didn't love, and there's not, you know, some stuff I didn't like about it, but we actually went out and shot today, and like yourself, you know, I had that 60-second window of where my kids were willing to participate with a professional photographer. Really? It's normally it's a lot longer than that, but like they're both, oh, it's hot, Dad. Like, yeah, I understand. I understand.
I just had a thought about the picture with the grass that, you know, maybe you want to hear, maybe you don't want to hear.
Go.
It reminds me a lot of the Calvin and Hobbes bumper stickers that you see.
Peeing on the Chevy sign?
Yeah.
So that's what I was going for.
A very nice arc of grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you'll never look at it the same. Yeah.
No, it's fine. The so anyway, we went and shot the first set, which we'll talk about in a minute. But and I thought I had it, and then just as I was leaving, I was like my kids were just being snotty and like, oh, Dad, we're done. We want to go home. Like, yeah, it's been 40 seconds. You're right. It's pretty long. And I ended up guilting my kids into stopping on the way home and taking another shot because I was like, you know, I don't think I have it. So I laid the complete guilt trip on them, which was in retrospect, kind of terrible, but it worked out. So, what are you gonna do? Ends justify the means. And so, here's my daughter. She's a big fan of horses, of course. And so, we went and took a picture, kind of a horse themed kind of place with the fence and all that, and her helmet on. And what I like about this is the most punishing situation that you can imagine. This is within the noon hour, like it's probably 20 minutes before noon o'clock on, you know, in the middle of June when, you know, the sun is at its most awful, just hammering down. The shadows are ugly. Nothing good can come of this photo. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to find the most punishing situation I could to show you what you can do with the leaf shutter and how to tame it.
Okay.
Okay. That's, I did similar to what you did, just, you know, kill the ambient with the shutter speed, which again we're gonna go into detail in a second. And then I actually had my son holding the flash. I actually brought a stand out, but he had to hold it because it was pretty windy, and I had an umbrella. So I shot through an umbrella. And the one thing I really don't like about this image is I still cannot find my half CTO, and I had to shoot a full CTO.
Mm.
Hence a little too orange on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, that was not intentional. I just honestly, where is my half CTO, everybody? I can't even find my half straw. I would use my half straw if I can find it. They're both on vacation together.
Okay.
So anyway, that's it. Try to include some depth, some lines, some, you know, other elements to this photo, but I wanted to really include that deep blue sky, kind of like how you did.
Right.
All right. Although, you know, I just realizing right now, I did not edit these in any of the presets, the Fuji presets, which I normally do. Like I'll use an Astia Soft or something like that, or Provia, whatever it is, and I didn't do it this time. Why?
Good question.
Did you?
No.
Yeah. Look who I'm asking. All right. So the topic this week is leaf shutter. What is the leaf shutter? Why do we never stop talking about it, the X100 and that? Well, one of the big reasons I love the X100 so much, besides the compact, you know, and all that stuff, is the leaf shutter. So, first of all, what is a leaf shutter, Adam, versus the focal plane shutter? What's a focal plane shutter? How does a focal plane shutter work?
Like two kind of like curtains or doors, yep, that sort of close.
Curtains?
Yeah, they sort of slide over and close. And so, right, and so I think the leaf is more, I'm going to guess, shaped like a leaf, and it kind of, it goes a, almost like closes in more of a circle. Is that
like it is like an aperture. It's a bunch of blades that,
right,
like basically form a circle.
Yeah.
And that's how that shutter works versus the focal plane shutter. One curtain opens, light comes in. After a certain amount of time, the second curtain closes. Boom. That's how that goes. It's a big physical movement. It's louder. It takes up more space. So a leaf shutter benefits. Generally, it's quieter. And I think you noticed that. I mean, you must notice that with your Fuji.
Is, yeah, that like much, you're, much quieter.
Actually, I bet your wife notices.
Now, again, I don't really use it on this setting, but the SLR has like a silent shutter function on the 6D, and I think probably on the
silenter.
Yeah, but it's pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. and still the leaf shutter is more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, yeah. Quieter.
It is outstanding. Like, so we talked briefly, and I don't want to go into detail about it, about mechanical shutter versus electronic shutter, because quite honestly, I don't know enough about it. I know just enough to be dangerous. And so, but when it's on electronic shutter, it is quiet. You can't hear a thing. When it's on mechanical shutter, you can barely hear anything. It's fantastic. I love it. Plus, it's much more compact. You know, the big shutter requires a little more, you know, like you have those curtains, you have the mechanics involved. The leaf shutter is much smaller, and hence that's one of the reasons that camera is much smaller. And there's other reasons it's smaller too. Not important right now. But the one feature that really I love about the leaf shutter is the flash sync. Like, to me, that is the absolute game changer. Kablam. It is fantastic if used properly. It is fantastic at taming the sunshine, as Adam showed you, as my photo as well, because it will sync, just regularly sync, at much, much higher shutter speeds. Now, you can go ahead and hack your flash, you know, not hack it, I guess. They have a setting for it called high-speed sync, because physically what ends up happening in the focal plane, one shutter opens, next one closes. That makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening, shutter opens, flash pops, second one closes. Well, once you get at a certain point, generally 1/200th of a second, sometimes 1/250th, depending on the camera, before the entire frame has been exposed, before the first curtain is completely open, the second curtain starts to close, which means there's no point in time when the sensor is fully exposed to the light all at one time.
Okay.
So that when that flash pops, it has to fill up that sensor. Well, part of that sensor is going to be blocked by one or two of the curtains.
And that's why you get a funky looking picture if you try to, you know, use flash at 1/500th of a second on your SLR.
That's right. You can get a funky picture. Actually, I'm gonna prove to you that you don't have to later on, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
But yes, that's generally what you're seeing. When you see that black line, it's because it's covering up part of your sensor when the flash pops. However, the leaf shutter does not do that. Because it opens and closes at the center, it exposes everything sort of at the same time, for the most part, and you can get away with a much faster shutter speed to sync. Now, why does that matter? Shutter speed does not affect flash exposure. Almost sort of. For the most part. Okay?
Yep.
Like I said, shutter opens, flash pops, shutter closes. Okay? Whether it closes a half a second after you're done, or half an hour after you're done, that flash is on for the same amount of time. That flash will only give you so much light into your image. So however long the shutter is open after that does not matter to the flash. Changes the ambient, obviously, but the flash is the flash. That's it. Yay?
Yay.
Okay. So, when you're setting the ambient, you're setting the ambient exposure. That's generally what you do first. You set the ambient exposure when you're shooting. And sometimes it's black. Sometimes you're just going to shoot inside and 100% of your light's going to be from the flash. So that's one way. But outside, like look at the shot that you took of your sun, you're going to first establish what your baseline's going to be. How much light is there? How do I want that to affect my image? Well, when you're setting the ambient on a focal plane shutter, you're limited by the 1/200th of a second sync. That means in order to get the exposure you want, you're going to have to crank the ISO down to 100, and you're going to have to crank the aperture probably up to f11, f16 in order to compensate for 1/200th of a second.
Right.
Okay. Low ISO. Is it low or high aperture? I never know how you call it that. F16. What's that, high? That's low.
Yeah, I think that's a very small aperture.
It's a high number, but small hole.
Yeah, I don't know how you want to name it.
Yeah. Either way.
It's high.
That combined with a low ISO requires a ton of flash power. You have to fill up that exposure with a ton of flash. Lots of power. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, alternatively, if you don't want to have a really small aperture, if you want to have, you know, ISO, an F4, and have a really shallow depth of field, you can accomplish that by using a ND filter.
Right.
To compensate for that.
Yeah. Which we've done in the past. Yeah.
Which we've done. You still need to fill that up. That's not a free, there's no free lunch there. The only free lunch with flash is shutter speed. So while it does change the depth of field, it doesn't change how much flash power you need.
Right.
And remember, we're not all Adam with our Einstein. Or
Alien B. Alien B. Yeah, Alien B.
Same company, though.
Like the big studio strobe is what you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so Adam has, but you don't have the battery anymore, do you?
No, so it's not portable. I have to plug in.
Okay. Okay, so back when you had the battery, you could then bring that outside. That provided a lot more power, and you could accommodate for a much smaller aperture. But we're talking about most people are going to shoot with their regular kind of
speed lights.
Strobist speed lights, exactly. Okay? So, the leaf shutter allows us to achieve that very same ambient exposure, except rather than have a small aperture, we get to keep a big aperture, and the ambient is killed with the shutter speed, which we learned earlier does not affect, for the most part, the flash is not affected by the shutter speed.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
So in this case, we can have 1/2000th of a second, which means we can kill a lot more light without cranking down that aperture. And now all we need is a little bit of light to fill that in. Boom. Now, I've been told the X100 doesn't sync across the entire range of shutter speeds, which I've had issue with sometimes, but not always. Depends on certain factors. There's a few variables involved. And they say at F2, it doesn't necessarily sync at like 1/4000th of a second, even though sometimes I can make it do it, but not always. Sometimes you have to stop down to 5/6 just because it's physically too far to move, for the shutter to move for it to sync. However, I've had pretty good success doing it wide open. That's just a little aside in case you're having some issues.
Okay.
So let's look about how I go about making an exposure, one of these exposures with. So I went and shot a sample, five samples to illustrate this point. Let's have a look at those photos. Number one, here's how I go about shooting with the leaf shutter in blah, sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So first off, I set the ambient exposure. And what I'm looking for in this situation is I meter through the camera, and then I try to expose for about a stop under, maybe two-thirds under, maybe one and a third, but kind of, it's up to you to sort of season that to your own taste of what you want, how far under you want to go. Like, for example, in your shot, do you remember how far, in your challenge photo, how far underexposed were you?
I think it was about a stop, a full stop, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So roughly a stop. That's what this was. I metered and went, all right, pull it under. Now, I'm using the manual exposure. I'm not using the AV mode. I'm setting everything manually on this.
Yeah.
Going to an ISO. At this point, I think I still had it on electronic, and so it went to an ISO 200. Except here's the thing. I actually accidentally bumped it with my hand and shot it at an ISO 250.
Okay.
Just by accident. So not super relevant, but that's just what we were at. This was shot at an F4 at 1/2000th of a second, and that's what gave me the slightly underexposed image that you're seeing of my daughter.
Okay.
Next, add the off-camera flash. So we look at that. Now it's the exact same image, exact same setup, but now we have that off-camera flash. In this case, it is just a simple speed light, an SB28, a Nikon, triggered with a simple CyberSync in the hot shoe, and it's at 1/4 power with a full CTO, because I can't find my half CTO. Totally would have used a half CTO on this. Shot it through an umbrella and still was able to get this much light on the subject.
That looks good. It looks great.
You being able to use less flash power because of the F4 means that you're able to add more modifications, more important modifications, as we're going to see. In this case, the CTO eats quite a bit of light.
Mm-hmm.
The umbrella eats a lot of light, which typically you can't use, but I like using umbrellas. Not always. But let's look at I took an equivalent shot with my 5D Mark III. So that is a focal plane shutter, which means it is limited to 1/200th of a second. So first out, I shot three photos with that to compare. So first off, I set the exact same thing, same relative focal length, 35 mil equivalent 35 millimeters. Shot it at an F4 at a 1/2000th of a second, which is way, way higher than the sync speed, and left the flash in a umbrella. So we kind of get this kind of blah photo.
So you did high speed sync for that, I'm guessing.
No high speed sync. That's the point. No high speed sync. All I did was I shot it at 1/2000th of a second with the off camera flash, which means you're looking at approximately zero flash actually hitting the image.
Okay.
So, as you mentioned earlier, normally you would see a funky black line. That is if the bulk of your exposure is coming from the flash. In this case, the bulk of the exposure is coming from the ambient, and so rather than have a black line, we're still getting a decent ambient exposure. It's just that the flash is contributing nothing to it.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so there's no point in doing that. Nothing's hitting her face, you can see. Next shot. So then I change it and said, oh yeah, right, we have the shutter speed issue. I'm going to change my settings so that I get almost the identical exposure, but I have to change the settings to bring the shutter speed within the sync range, which in this case is 1/160th.
Okay.
Now I can get away with 1/200th. I like to give myself a little bit of bleed room just in case. In case, just for timing, because of the electronics involved and the transmitter, receiver, etc. It's nice to have a little bit of extra room there. So at 1/160th, that changes everything from an F4 down to an F11. Which I think we can kind of see the difference in the depth of field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's much deeper. But now, Now I fire away, and this is the flash still in the umbrella, set to 1/4 power with the CTO on, and you can see it does virtually nothing. So that same flash has nowhere near enough power to even help us out in this situation. Whereas the leaf shutter, blam, looks fantastic.
Now, what did you try it and see what you would have got for an exposure had you full powered the flash?
With a umbrella, no. I was running out of time with my kids. I did want to do that. My kids gave me the. I was on the 24-second shot clock there.
Mm-hmm.
So the next shot, I had one shot left. I basically took the umbrella off, cranked the flash to full power, and just blasted it right on her. So I think probably realistically, if I had a little bit more time, I would have shot this at half power with no umbrella.
Right.
And that's where we're at. So that's kind of what you'd end up with. Now, if I had time to adjust, it'd be a better shot. However, if you compare this to the umbrella shot, the leaf shutter with the, I wrote leaf with softbox. I actually meant to put umbrella, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
Soft light.
Yeah.
If you compare those two, that's the different effects that you're going to get based on a focal plane versus leaf shutter.
Right.
Which one do you like better?
I definitely like the leaf shutter.
Yeah. You don't like the big shadow across your face?
No.
No. No. Now, if there's a time and place for it. Like, you used a hard light, which you actually probably didn't need to do. You probably could have moved it in closer and used a umbrella. Not to say it's right or wrong either way. With the leaf shutter, you have way more options at your disposal, and that's way better for me.
Sure.
And that's it. Any questions?
No. I think it's pretty well explained there.
How many times did I say the words leaf shutter?
14.
Yeah, at least that. There's going to be a leaf shutter drinking game next week. We'll do that. All right. Okay, so that is one of the many reasons Adam and I love our Fujis. There's other versions. Like, I actually have a couple other leaf shutter cameras, one of them being like an old Canon film camera, and the rest of them are actually film cameras. But love the whole idea of the leaf shutter. I highly recommend picking one up, especially for shots like this.
And do it on Amazon.
All right. Do it on Amazon or used. If you do, I would probably. I'd be looking at, what do you have, the S?
I have the S, yeah, and it was very reasonable in Canada, used, and it was practically unused, and I think I paid $300.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm kind of mad at you now, actually.
So, and again, I think there's obviously been some improvements from the version I have up into whatever the version you have, and if there's even a more current version than
that. Well, there's a newer one, yeah.
Yeah, so again, it all depends on what you're looking for. As a secondary camera that is portable and has all these cool capabilities with a leaf shutter, $300 is a very, very low-risk investment.
You say secondary. If I wasn't a professional photographer where I needed other lenses, et cetera, et cetera. If I was a aforementioned dentist, this would be my only camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you. I really still am in love with like the 85mm lens, and
yes,
having a 70 to 200 with the SLR, like those are things I'm not ready to let go. But yeah, at some point in the future of these cameras, if I think you've mentioned this before, if you could just have an 85mm version of this, I think I would never put that down.
That's true. I would have both of them with me at all times. But generally, what I'm saying is, if I was a dentist type who was like a friend of yours, I would only own this camera, but I would also be really good friends with you.
Gotcha.
So you'd be bringing your 85 around.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, like the only thing better than owning a boat is having a friend who owns a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
All right, monthly challenge for June is snapshot. I'll be taking mine with my X100, I'm pretty sure. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll zig when you thought I was going to zag. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll take it with my iPhone. You don't know.
Sure.
Hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out at the end of the month, beginning of next month, really. Challenge for next week. I've left it open because I feel like I know you've been a busy guy, and I want to throw something right down the middle for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Selfies of guys named Adam.
How about, oh, it's probably not that easy. It requires more work. What was the monthly challenge again?
Snapshot. How really about, try to make that as simple as possible.
And what about simple? Can we do simple?
That's kind of your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can do.
All right. Simple.
All right. Simple. I think we've probably done that before, I think. But I'm in. I'm a big Occam's razor guy, you know that.
Sure.
Yeah. Simplest answer is always the best one.
I subscribe to that in my life.
And we've hit a new low here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Simple. We'll talk about that next week. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can probably find mine at alanatrich.com. I don't even know anymore. Haven't been there in a while. Maybe you can buy off-brand Viagra. I don't know.
It's back.
Let me know.
It's back.
It might be. Is actually, it might.
What's the knockoff? Blue Chew.
Is it? I don't know. I'm assuming mine's way more low rent than that.
Oh, okay. I think Blue Chew is the knockoff, and that's just a podcast thing. So not from our podcast that has Blue Chew ads, right. But I feel like almost every podcast I listen to has an ad for Blue Chew.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I think I've never seen an ad any other place, but I've heard the audio ads.
That must mean you listen to a certain kind of podcast.
No.
They do target. You're not listening to. You're not listening to Top 40 Radio on CFUN or CFOX or whatever's going on. So they do those ads are pretty targeted.
Okay, I feel like I listen to pretty mainstream podcasts, but the other ads that I find that always pop up on the few podcasts I listen to are those make meals at home kind of things. Like I'm trying to think of some of the Blue Apron. I find Blue Apron and Blue Chew. A lot of blue. Yeah, feeling blue. Okay. Yeah, get some Blue Chew and eat some Blue Apron.
You're my boy, Blue.
That too.
Okay. Well, right. Check it out at alanatrich.com and let me know if you get some Blue Chew. Well, let's see what kind of prices I'm offering this week. I have no idea myself.
Okay.
And I'm getting zero kickback on it, so everybody wins.
Great.
Meanwhile, you can find the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.